This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne, and the big news this morning is in the Middle East, where Israeli warplanes are hitting Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip for a third day. This has been devastating for Gaza. More than 300 Palestinians have been killed in the air raids, mostly militants, but also civilians. In a moment, we will hear from a United Nations aid worker on humanitarian efforts that are underway there. We go now for an update to Eric Westervelt. He's our Jerusalem correspondent who's in Israel near the Gaza border. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Renee.
Tell us what is happening right there at the moment.
Well, I'm on a hilltop in the town of Sderot. It's been battered by Hamas rockets over the years, and there's some policemen up on this hillside trying to watch the incoming Qassams and see where they land. From here, you can see plumes of smoke in the Gaza Strip from ongoing Israeli airstrikes, and as I say, the Hamas rocket fire is continuing. We just had a direct hit on a house just near me. No one was injured, but the house was badly damaged. Three or four Qassam rockets hit there. Also had some Qassam strikes in the city of Ashkelon. One Israeli was killed in that strike this morning.
You know, the number of casualties are growing during these days of airstrikes. How does this compare to previous actions by the Israelis against Gaza? It's the biggest or one of the bigger, right?
Well, it's one of the biggest ever, for sure, in terms of casualty numbers. The third day, it's already, according to Gaza medical officials, over 300 dead. Gaza medical officials say at least 80 of those are civilians. The UN puts the figure a little lower and says conservatively around 50. But certainly the death toll continues to rise there in Gaza.
Now, there have been reports that Israeli troops are massing for a possible ground assault. Is that a possibility? What do you know about that?
Israeli military leaders have not ruled that out. I've been driving all around the Gaza border today. You do see some tank columns. You do see armored personnel carriers, troops around in certain spots. They are there. They say they're ready if they get the order to go in, but it would certainly be a difficult fight because immediately after you get through some of the farm fields between Israel and Gaza, you enter the Jabalia refugee camp in North Gaza. Then after that is Gaza City, and both are so heavily populated. It would be difficult house-to-house kind of fighting as once you get through these farm fields.
And would that be an escalation just in terms of the sort of attacks that Israel has made on Gaza? Air attacks, rockets, but actual ground troops, what would that mean?
Well, Israel's made ground attacks many times before into the Gaza Strip, including after one of their soldiers, Gilad Shalit, was captured in 2006. They went in pretty heavily in the south, the central, and the north. But what they did is sort of establish more of a cordon in sort of semi-open areas and launch artillery and airstrikes into the town. There's talk among Israeli military analysts and others saying that if they go in this time, that it's not just going to be another effort to create a kind of a cordon, outer cordon. They're actually going to have to push in farther because the aim of the operation, they say, is to stop the Qassam rocket fire, which has not stopped. As I mentioned, we've seen several rockets this morning here where I am in Sderot. The rocket fire is down, Renee, from, say, 120 or so on the first day of this Israeli attack into Gaza. But there's still about 25 so far today, and it's still just about midday here.
Eric, you've been blocked from going into Gaza. That's why you're on the edge of that, on the border there. But what do you know about how people have been coping over the last several days?
Well, speaking to people by phone in Gaza City, they say they're hunkered down, they're scared, they're worried about continued airstrikes. They aren't venturing out for much at all except to maybe get some vital food. Obviously, people are keeping kids out of school. Schools are canceled. They're staying indoors as much as they can. They're also worried, Renee, about a potential ground operation and what that could mean, what the changing, both in terms of casualties, the changing dynamic on the ground in Gaza. Hamas leaders have all gone underground. And militants, you know, continue to say they're going to fire rockets and stand up to Israel. So everyone there is sort of bracing for a continued and potentially bigger fight.
Eric Westervelt is NPR's Jerusalem correspondent, speaking with us from Israel along the border with Gaza. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.